Evening, y'all. You are listening to Sports 2 and 4 again. Today is the 29th of September, so if you're listening to an old one, you may as well want to stop this and listen to the next one.
But still listen to the old ones, too.
Yeah, because they're good, too.
Oh, yeah.
They may be better than this one.
Right.
I'm Rochi, Dafid, as my host likes to call me from time to time. I'm sat here next to the legendary Paul Shaw, who, for some reason, I've heard the stories about you that you have Wikipedia entries with your name on them.
Probably not anymore. But
I think,
at some point.
I think you wrote them, actually.
I did, but not anymore.
Okay, so anyway.
Famous alumni.
All right, so this podcast is about some of the sports in Texas, and for 1 week only, or maybe for 1 week and a little bit more, a little bit of sports from the other side of the pond in the UK. Let's hear how Texas sports have gone this week, Paul.
Well, thank you, David.
David is actually called from time to time.
I do call you that from time to time. Well, David, it is a big week here in Dallas, not only because the Cowboys won, but because it is Texas OU week.
So I've got to ask this again. What does Texas OU mean?
Ah, good question. It is the annual Texas University of Texas versus Oklahoma University football game.
This is a big rivalry.
It
this is a local derby.
It is. It's a big rivalry. It's one of the oldest ones, and it's local. So, because they play it here in Dallas, at a neutral site at the Cotton Bowl in Fair Park.
So, downtown Dallas. Well, no, it's not really downtown. It's just outside downtown, isn't it?
No,
it's like 3 or 4 miles from downtown.
Yeah, it's kind of
That's
a rough...
downtown in Texas.
It's a rough neighborhood.
Yeah, apparently never eat at a McDonald's near Fair Park.
Right. A wise lady has told us that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, your grandmother told us that. Apparently the people serving spit in your hamburgers.
What would we do without old people legends?
Oh, I tell you what.
Anyway.
Right, anyway.
Yeah, Texas OU weekend this weekend at Fair Park, Cotton Bowl. It's always a big game. Unfortunately, Texas did lose this past weekend to UCLA. I know a couple of my friends out there may be listening that are pretty disappointed about that. But it's going to be one loss Texas versus undefeated Oklahoma. So, I mean, it's still a big game.
Yeah.
Because whoever wins this game is probably going to end up winning the Big 12 South, which will go on to play in the Big 12 Championship game.
Big 12 is like the league or whatever.
Yeah, it's
right?
A conference that they're both playing.
A conference. Only America would have a conference.
Right. A conference. It's a conference.
So when all teams sit around in a room, you know, they get it catered with, you know, Jimmy John sandwiches. And
it's a Big 12 conference.
It's a conference, you know.
Yeah, well, this weekend I will be watching that game at Victory Plaza. You're more than welcome to come unless you have something going on, like watering your garden or something.
Garden or a kid's birthday party to go to.
Ooh, yeah.
That's exciting stuff, that is.
It is, right? As long as they have booze.
I want to be at the club. All right, onwards, upwards, and sideways.
Well, after that, we have Rangers. Rangers, it's been a good, big week for the Rangers, okay? They clinched the playoff spot. They clinched the AL West last weekend.
Well, that sounds like they have a turtle head popping out.
they clinched.
They clinched it, and that's all that's left is a turtle head.
Well, they clinched a Y, which next to their name, which means they clinched the AL West division, which is huge because they haven't done that since.
So, in their own little league or whatever, they beat all the other teams.
It's their division.
Division
within
sorry.
The conference, which within the league. I'm just joking. There's no conference in baseball. But it is within the league. Their division, the AL West, which is Seattle, Oakland, Los Angeles of Anaheim, and Texas. They won that, which is the first time since 1999. And, I mean, it's huge. I'm really psyched about this. Next Wednesday, Cliff Lee will be on the mound facing off against, looks like, the Tampa Bay Rays, formerly the Devil Rays, but they had to drop the Devil from their name because, you know, that doesn't sound nice at all, does it?
Are you serious?
I'm serious. They used to be the Devil Rays, but now they're just the Rays.
Okay, it sounds like far too many little committees got involved with that one.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. We're the mother's geese drunk drivers, and we don't like the fact that you use the devil.
Yeah. You need to chop the devil from your name and your organization. No. Yeah, but the Rays...
Now, why can't you be called the Chipmunks?
Right. Or the Dolphins or something Florida-y like that. Yeah,
something warm.
Right. The Rays, they're a good team. They have a pretty good pitching staff. They got, you know, I mean, they went to the World Series a couple years ago. And, you know, I'm okay with that. I don't know if I'd rather play the Yankees or the Rays. I think we can be in both of them, honestly. That's me being, you know, optimistic Ranger fan, but I think it can happen. We've got as good, you know, we got a great pitching staff and we got great bats. So if we put it all together, you know, there's no ceiling for this team. So I'm looking forward to that. Next Wednesday, we'll be having our podcast next Wednesday, and which is the day of the first playoff game. So we'll have a lot to talk about next week.
Who
about
are they
the
playing?
Rangers. Where?
The Rays. They're playing the Rays in the playoffs, right?
Well, I mean, it looks like we'll play the Rays. It may, you know, it could end up we play the Yankees, but right now it looks like we'll play the Yays, the Rays in
A's and Rays.
In the Tampa Bay, right? Right. So yeah, we'll have a lot to talk about next Wednesday with the Rangers. But also, it's a big week because the Cowboys won this past Sunday.
Oh, about them Cowboys.
The Cowboys are now 1-2 after they beat the Houston Texans.
Oh, I still don't understand this 1-2 bollocks.
Ah, 1 win, 2 losses.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's all it is. It's just an easy way to say that, I guess. But they beat the Houston Texans in Houston 27-13. And that score doesn't really, you know, put justice to the way the game went. The Texans scored 10 points in the fourth quarter to, you know, pretty much come close. At one point it was
27-3 or something?
Yeah, or 24-3, something like that. You know, it
was... So the Cowboys played their hearts out.
They did.
Tired at the end. Houston got a couple scores.
Yeah, you know, it happens. But, you know, overall they looked great. Romo... for 284 passing yards, 2 touchdowns, no interceptions, no turnovers at all.
He played well.
He did play well. And we actually had, you know, a glimpse of a running game. So, I mean, it's good to see.
So
I
they
mean,
stopped listening to their offensive coordinator then.
Right. Right. Jason Garrett, at least, you know, he decided to establish the run a little bit in this game, which worked. And, you know, Romo actually took the game into his own hands at one point with the long touchdown pass to Roy Williams that he called on his own. So, I mean, it's good to see. It's promising to see what the Cowboys can do the rest of the season. They're on their bye week this week, which means they don't...
What does that mean? That means that they go for men as well?
Right. No, they...
He walked into that.
I did walk into that. No, they don't have a game this week. They can just sit at home on their couches and watch the other games while they relax.
Do their homework.
Mm-hmm. Which is good timing because... we have two guys, Jason Witten and Kyle Kozar, that are both hurt with a knee injury. So it's good timing to have this bye week right now, especially when you started out 0-2 and won this game. So you can kind of forget about the past right now and look forward to the rest of the game or rest of the season. So I mean, you know, I'm not looking for great things from the Cowboys, but it's promising to see where they can go from this. So that's enough Cowboys for right now. Let's let David take over and talk a little rugby. How about that?
Yeah, and I got to tell you a little bit about my rugby history, okay?
Okay.
I've known virtually nothing about it. I follow international games.
Mm-hmm.
As a teenager, I played a little bit, but I was too unfit to play most of the time. And I had thick glasses on. So it was like, you know, people would throw the ball to me and my hands would move and they wouldn't catch the ball.
But good enough.
I'm going to try. I'm going to try in the name of sports broadcasting.
Right.
So we're going to try this week with British rugby.
Okay, good.
All right. So
I'm interested.
You've played rugby before, right? You played in university.
I did.
Right, okay. So I've seen photographs of this, folks, and Paul here went to the Ole Miss, the University of Mississippi.
That's right.
I guess that's what it's called.
Yeah.
All right. This is dry, barren ground. Nothing has grown in this ground for years. There's like a few wisps of grass, and that's it. When you get tackled on this and you hit the deck, it's like crunch rather than blip.
Yeah, good thing I never got the ball munch. I was just doing most of the tackling.
Yeah. Most of the painful work.
Right.
All right. So, so we're going to talk about a little bit about European rugby, mainly British. Just to bring you folks up to date, if you're from Texas or from the US, you don't know the sport. Basically, it's like American football, except there's no commercial breaks. You cannot throw the ball forward. You can only pass it backwards or kick it forward. Anything else, Paul?
That's
all I can think of, really.
You handled it, yeah.
Oh, there's no body protection.
Right.
No body armor. So you don't tackle too hard. You tackle hard, but not like American football had.
And if you drop the ball, it's an automatic turnover.
It's a fumble.
Knock on, fumble, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So with that, we'll jump straight in. We've got two leagues in the UK. One is the English Premiership League, and the other one is the Irish, the Scottish, the Welsh, and the Italian leagues, weirdly enough, all rolled into one under the Magnus League. And that's the one we're really interested in today, given the listeners that we have on Facebook. The big game this weekend is the Ospreys versus the Scarlets, where if you really want a town to put that next to, it's Neath in the UK, in Wales even, and let me clear my throat for this, Llanelli.
I'm not even going to try that one.
Yeah, you might want to cough up some phlegm while you're at it. So, yeah, this is an old rivalry going back years, all right? So so there's a big, big game. Already on my Facebook, we got people writing, you know, kind of down with the Ospreys, you know, well, the Ospreys are going to rule, Scarlet's going to shit everywhere. Big game, can't wait for this. But one of the interesting things is one of the players who's Gavin Henson, I think he used to play for the Ospreys, although someone will correct me later. He played brilliantly for Wales in the Six Nations, which is a European championship once a year between six different nations, funnily enough, being it called the Six Nations and all. Yeah, probably 5 years ago now, I'm aging myself if I can't remember what year it was. He played fantastically well, kicked a field goal, a conversion we call it, right. A penalty kick.
Right.
But in American football we call it a field goal from 50 or 60 yards.
You said
or so.
It's from midfield, right?
Yeah, right from the midfield, right? I mean, it was a massive kick right at the end of the game, and the ball just made it over, and you know, the whole country goes wild for that kind of thing. And then after that, he was basically shit.
From injuries, though, right?
Epic fail. Well, yeah, injuries, and you know, he was a little bit of a fancy boy after that.
fancy boy.
He did have an amazing tackle against Matthew Tate, who was having his first international game playing for England, and Tate brings the ball towards him and literally Henson literally just picks him up, you know, grabs one leg under his arm, just grabs him, carries him 5 yards down the line and dunks him into the floor.
Form tackle.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. I can remember the commentator going out, and here's Matthew Tate, and he's got the ball for his first match playing for England, and oh. We didn't have the tackle happen. But the problem with Henson is he's been out with various injuries. In fact, you know, the club that he's been playing for has put him on medical leave like indefinitely. And so this week he was invited to play for the Barbarians. Now the Barbarians, if you didn't know who they are a locationless team. They don't have a clubhouse of any kind, they don't have a club ground, but they are the best players from anywhere in the world. So if you are an amazing player, you get invited. It's one of those kind of, you know, here's the golden envelope. You know, it's not quite Willy Wonka's factory, but, you know, with Walker, you've got to be pretty darn special to be invited to play for them. And they found that Gavin Henson was one of the guys that wanted to play for this. So this is a massive,
It is.
What a compliment.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You know, the last big name player I know of that played for the Barbarians was Jonah Lomu, who's like that 6'10" something, you know, guy who could run 100 meters in 10 point something.
Wow.
I mean, this guy was like a steam
freak.
Freak. He played every single position on a rugby field.
Oh, wow.
Now, that's a universal player that you want
in
the team.
Yeah, seriously.
You know? When one of the other team players is, like, sent off with an injury or a red card or something, hey, Jonah, move over there.
Nice.
This guy, yeah, very, very, very good player. So, heck of a thing. Nice to see Welsh players playing. The big game this weekend, Scarlets versus Ospreys. Fingers crossed they won't kill each other on the field because we would like some international players left for the winter tour. Now the winter tour is against where the Welsh international teams will be going up against South Africa, New Zealand, Australia, and all these teams as well. So what happens is when they, you know, I wouldn't call it out of season, but they basically go down south to play.
Yeah, because it's
southern teams
summer comes, or it's warm down there.
Oh, I think the southern teams come north actually.
Ah,
one way or the other, we play against all these great teams. So, one amazing thing to see if you can, I'll try and post some links on our WordPress or the blog or whatever we have. You'll find the links to Facebook. Is the some of the footage of, for instance, the All Blacks playing. Have you ever seen the haka the All Blacks do before the game?
It's intimidating.
It's like a tribal war dance. It's
right.
Really something very primal. Amazing to see.
Oh, yeah. Now, we'll post that.
The scary thing is apparently the women's All Black team do all the same thing.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's far too much jiggling, if you ask me.
That's scary.
So, on such a happy note, please tune in. Please come to our website to have a look. It's sports214.wordpress.com. There's also a link. There should be a link on the Facebook that you saw this from to add a subscription for this radio show to your iPhone or your iPad or your iPod or whatever.
I everything.
It's the Apple ecosystem, I'm told.
And, universal.
And from there, if you guys have any feedback for us, you can send us an email. Paul, I have no idea what your email address is, but I'm sure you can give it right about now.
Yeah, pdshaw2@gmail.com.
So if you have any thoughts, any feedback, post it to his email address.
Please send us something.
And
we're lonely.
We're lonely. We're only our parents listen. So you can either send it there, or if you see one of us posting about this show on Facebook, you are more than welcome to add your commentary there. Please keep it mainly positive. We are sensitive souls. And on that happy note, this show was brought to you by a little bit of Shiner Bock beer, a little bit of Oktoberfest Spaten beer, some Beck's beer,
Beck's,
and the pub.
That's right, the pub.
Lime and Crown in Addison, Texas. So a little bit of free advertising there. They still need to get their act together, but the food is good.
It is good. The beer is good, too. It's cold.
All right. So, oh, by the way, at the end of this show, don't forget, this show does contain some language that children shouldn't be listening to. Maybe you should have stopped listening a little while ago if you have kids in the
not
car.
Not so much this take, but some of them.
Yeah, some of them are real bad. All right, folks. So you have yourselves a good evening, good day, good afternoon. Hopefully, give us some feedback. Good grief, you know, we're broadcasting to silence here, and we don't get any feedback at all. So anything, everything you want us to talk about, or if you have some kind of news clip that's caught your interest that needs some discussion and sarcasm, let us know.
Yeah, you can tell us to fuck off, and we'll be okay with that.
Kind of sense. All right, folks. Have yourselves a good evening, good day, good night, whatever, next time.
Thanks for tuning in.
And in the bollocks up of the century, we need to do some shout-outs as well. This week, we've got a shout-out for Luke the Irish Penguin, Dylan Williams for some of the rugby stuff, and for Gitto Jones, our Welsh chemistry teacher living in the UK with a wife that calls him Gitto. Thanks all for listening. I'm David Roach. Again,
this is Paul. Thanks for the iTunes subscribers also.
Yeah, 14 people.
We're up to 14.
Yeah, now they're the ones subscribing. Tell you what, this isn't popular. This is just a popularity competition. All right, thanks a lot, folks. It's been emotional, and we'll speak to you next week.
Until then.